7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
No, that is not the correct time, not at all. The actual time, my friends, is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin. The Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. Yes, once again, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Please excuse what sounds like a lack of enthusiasm. It's not that I'm unenthusiastic, it's just I'm kind of in rough shape right now, and that's fine. And who am I, you might ask? Well, you know that I'm Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. If you didn't know that, well, that's just probably because this is your first time listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, in which case, let me pour you some tea. Oh yeah, what do we got going on in the tea department today? Oh, let's find out. Yeah, I'm drinking Longjing today. I'm taking a break from all the oolong. Let's hit the rest of this. Oh, it's so good. Oh, all right. I'm not sure if this is the best idea, but we're going for it. Let's get out of the car. Oh, God. Yeah, okay. In the spirit of transparency and full disclosure, I should probably tell you that I messed up. I've been a little bit messed up for the last couple days. And I'm pretty messed up today too. I've got all my support garments on, shall we say. I've got my controlled top pantyhose on. I'm wearing my Spanx, and I don't care, because, you know, I've been cooped up in my house for a couple days. I haven't been able to get out and see any dudes, so we're going down to the creek. I'm walking across the little lawn before getting into the forest. Oh God, this is gonna be a task. Oh. There's a little baby bunny in the grass right over there. Hi, baby bunny. We do see a lot of baby bunnies right around here recently. This is pretty good. Oh, tell that baby bunny watch out for owls. Ow. So yeah, we're doing the creek thing today. It's either that or you're going to listen to my latest art fraud idea. Tobe, you're an art fraud? Yeah. Yeah, actually, I'm a great artist. But you can hear all about that later, because I'm walking into the canopy. There's a blue jay right above me in the trees. I'm just walked through significant webs. Great. I'm looking over into the marmot area that's over by, or over in the ravine. I don't see any marmots. But if you want to see some videos about marmots, I recommend Chunk the Groundhog channel on YouTube. They have discovered a fifth baby, and he's really tiny. He's the smallest baby of the bunch. He's a little runt baby. He's so cute. Right, so I'm standing here looking up into trees. It's going to be hot. Ooh, bird. Oh, it was one of my woodpeckers. It's going to be hot today. We're probably not going to be down here for long. I'm looking around. There are birds flying around, a little bit squawky. Not seeing any owls, though. Let's head down into the thing, and I'll tell you about some of the ideas I've been having recently. What was that? Oh, it's just another little woodpecker above me. Gee, there's some bird action going on, but I'm not clear on what it is exactly. Right, so two ideas. I had a brilliant idea last night. Wait, which idea should I start with? How about the art fraud? You got it. So, last night I was just chilling out. This was shortly before I tried to go to sleep. And I was just watching some videos on YouTube on my big TV, my 1 meter television. Love that thing. Thanks, Dad. Oh, okay, I'm down. I'm down in the creek. I'm looking up into the trees for owls. So I was watching videos last night, and I was, I was basically watching some watchmaking stuff because I like guilloche, and you find a lot of guilloche in watchmaking. So I was watching these guys engrave, you know, watch dial faces. Okay, cool, right? And then I had the brilliant idea. I don't see any golf balls. I don't see any golf balls. Well, I mean golf balls that I want. There are white golf balls down here, obviously. I don't see any colorful golf balls. But I am now hearing squawky birds. What are those birds complaining about? Maybe they're not complaining about anything. Maybe they're just being loud. Which could be a thing. Okay, I'm gonna move. I'm gonna start heading upstream. So as I was watching, yeah, I'm not sure what I was watching. There was, it was two German guys. One German guy was sitting in, it looked like a laboratory, but you know, it's really the engraving atelier. And so one guy was engraving while the other guy was playing an accordion, a button accordion. And it was cool. I was just like, yeah, I want to hang out with German guys and carve stuff and play accordions. And that's when I had the idea, because they started talking about Rose engines, and I love Rose engines, and I thought, there it is. That's the concept. That's the concept for my new concept show for my highly artistic and extraordinarily pretentious artistic endeavor, my newest art show. It's going to be called The Rose Engine. There'll probably be an album of the same title and a live performance. Now you might be thinking, Tobe, what? Doesn't sound very art to me, right? And this is when I put on my art fraud mask, my art pretension mask, and go ultra pretension. And this is how it works. If you know anything about a Rose engine, and I'm not going to really explain it here, you know, it's about cycles. It's about cycles within cycles. To make this easier to understand, it might be better to talk about spirograph. If you know what a spirograph is and how they work, yeah, there we go. Now just, you know, use that as an analogy for music. Boom, we're done. Get it? Yeah, I know I'm brilliant. If you're not immediately grasping the concept... wait a minute, let me move up here. If you're not immediately grasping the subject, allow me to explain slightly. Is there some action up here? I think there might be some action up here. Maybe not. Maybe not. Is there somebody hiding behind this tree? Hold on a minute. I gotta walk another 8 meters up here. What is going on over here? There's some weird stuff going on over here. I hear weird noises. Okay, no, I guess. All right. So anyway. I'm turning around. I'm heading back. Rose engine. Cycles within cycles. If you have any, I don't want to get into the math of this right now, but if you have any idea of how a spirograph works, right, you're just running gears inside gears or gears around gears. And depending on the number of teeth and where you put the hole in your little spirograph disc, there's variables here. You know, you get different patterns. Cycles within cycles within cycles. And yeah, this is a good musical analogy when we talk about like electronic music and loops, music loops. So I was thinking, why not just model Rose engine plates or spirograph in music? I know, brilliant, right? Yeah, I must be some kind of art genius. Well, you know, it's not like anybody hasn't had this idea before, because, yeah, although I did think of it independently, it doesn't matter. So, you know, if you listen to the music I make, you know, it's just cycles within cycles within cycles. These are just loops that are inside loops. And when you start doing polymetric loops and polyrhythmic loops, like we've been doing here on the Dubious Skills Committee, then you start getting into spirograph concepts. So I was thinking, you know, if you want to do interesting cycles, you do odd-numbered cycles, right? Or prime-numbered cycles. For example, if you have a sequence of notes, if you have a pattern of music, a sequence of like 17 notes, and you have another sequence of like 5 notes, and you repeat those, running them together, you know, you get the spirograph effect, but in music. Yeah, we got to start climbing out of here. I don't know how much longer I can stand up. Oh, I can barely move. It's freaking hilarious. It's like being super, super drunk. Ball in. Right when I say that, Jack. Oh, ball hit the tree over there. It's not anywhere I can get it, so let's get out of here. Oh, how am I going to climb up this now? Was this the smartest idea, Tobe? Yeah, you're a freaking genius, remember? Yeah, because I'm making good art. So, this is my idea for an art project. I can get up on stage with a bunch of synths and stuff, make some really pretentious music. And before playing that music, though, I can, you know, give an extraordinarily pretentious artistic lecture about, you know, the Rose engine, and that can be the title of the show. And I don't know, maybe there'll be characters, maybe there'll be a story involved, and it'll be really deep and philosophical, believe me, because I can do art real good. Okay, I'm out of the creek. So that's what I've been thinking about lately. And this will be a project for my new band, Blair the Airport, which we're going to talk about a little bit more here in a second. But now it's time to plug in the Magic Music Machine and listen to some music. Thank you. Obviously, that's a little Wagaki Bando with their song Yoshiwara Lament. Good stuff. And lots of kanzashi. If you need lots of traditional hair ornaments, you need to talk to this band. And speaking of bands, yes, let us discuss Blair the Airport. I have made the decision to use the name Blair the Airport as the official name of my new band, which is not so much a band as it is a recording project. Blair the Airport is going to be all the sort of weird experimental tobe music stuff that I've been doing lately. I think we're just going to chalk that up as Blair the Airport. What am I going to do with it other than, you know, do all this cool artistic Rose Engine show stuff? Well, I don't know. I have no idea. I was pretty motivated about this last night, but I'm often fairly motivated late at night before I go to bed. And it's not until I wake up in the morning when I feel terrible and I start thinking, maybe this wasn't such a great idea after all. Maybe I shouldn't bother. Blah, blah, blah. Because that's just the kind of guy that I am. But anyway, what else is it? Oh yeah, Blair the Airport. You might be saying to yourself, that's an interesting name, Tobe. Where does that come from? Well, that actually comes from the FAA identifier for the Blair Municipal Airport. There is a town not too far away from where I live. The name of this town is Blair. It is spelled B-L-A-I-R, Blair. In Blair, or just a couple miles outside of Blair, they have an airport. It is a small airport, a very, very small airport. And it's Federal Aviation Association, FAA, Administration. The Federal Aviation Administration, this is the governing body of airplanes in the United States. They give every airport a unique three-letter identifying code. All airports have these. My airport in town is OMA. That's Omaha Epley Airfield. And Blair has one, and it is BTA. BTA. And I once heard somebody tell me that stood for Blair the Airport. This was from somebody who works at another small airport, at the Millard Airport, whose FAA identifying code is MLE, Emily. And this person worked at MLE, and she and her friend, they like to make fun of Blair the Airport, and so they called it Blair the Airport, BTA. And when I heard that originally, many, many years ago, at least a decade ago, I thought, you know, that's really funny. I really like that because it kind of sounds like it could have two meanings. Blair the Airport. Blair the town, B-L-A-I-R. And then we have the word Blair in English, B-L-A-R-E, which means to cause a loud sound, the blaring engines of the race cars. He was deafened by the blare of the tannoy speaker. Okay, right? I thought, blare the airport, like making noise at an airport. It's not that, you know, airports aren't noisy enough, but airports are the source of the noise. I was thinking, what if there was sound that was being projected at an airport? And that's an imperative. And you are being told imperatively to blare the airport. It's like, okay. So yeah, I guess I'm going to, I think I'm going to need some artwork. I think I'm going to need some album art. I'm going to need a logo. I'm going to have to do all these administrative type things that I don't like to do. I just want to make music. I just want to create the music. I don't want to edit it. I don't want to arrange it. I don't want to mix it. I don't want to master it. I don't want to produce it, record it, do anything. I don't want to make any artwork. I don't want to sign up for 15 different stupid websites where I'm supposed to sell my music. That's a lot of work for nothing. For no payoff whatsoever. I'd rather, instead of doing all that work, just sit here in front of my synthemosizers and make some music. Yeah. So I don't have a title for that. But you can see where I'm basically going with this. I'm going to record this, I think. There'll be some long version of this, I'm sure. But this is very typical of the music that you're going to hear from Blair the Airport. Just like this was a pretty typical example of what you hear every single day at 1930 UTC on the Dubious Goals Committee. Because that's what this is. But now it's over, and I gotta chill. I gotta find something to eat, and I gotta just sit here and do nothing. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.